Okay, so ready to start. So we're holding in Siman Tov Chaf Tes. We did Sif Beis. We do not do the Mishabura on Sif Beis as of yet. So Mishabura Sif Katan Zayin. So the first thing it says is that there's no Tachanun for the whole month of Nisan. B'chol Chodesh Nisan. In Eish Hashtem Osir Nisim Hikrimu B'shtem Osir Yomim. Because he did it already. Okay, so so he does the math. So for the first 12 days of Nisan, there was an element of Yom Tov, because those are the 12 days of the 12 Nisim, and Parshas Nosa brought their Karbonis. V'chol Yamei HaKorban Hoya Yom Tov Shaloi. In general, a day that a person brings a korban was a Yom Tov, since the Nasi was the Nasi of a Shevet, so there's an element of a celebration which was beyond the person's personal simcha. It was a simcha which belonged to Klal Yisrael. Then Erev Pesach is a Yom Tov, a day without Tachanun. We may have Pesach Gufa, Bisur Chag. So, if you have the 12 days of the Nisim, plus Erev Pesach, and Issur Chag, that's another 10 days. So you have 22 days, plus throwing a Shabbos here and there. So you have at least 22 days of the month of Nisan are days which we do not say Tachanun, because of the elements of the special Milo to them. For the whole, that puts its aura over the whole month. We don't say Tzikoscha by Shabbos Mincha. Galmei Narmen B'Chodesh Nisan, Hirotz and Shachar Kriyas HaTorah Vein Maskir B'Neshamas. So other things we don't say is after laning, the Hirotz and after laning, we don't say the except for the by Yizkor. We don't say Kamole. We got Sidur Kadir by Kaddish, Shachar Ben Armim by Levaya. Sidur Kadir is not said, and the special Kaddish, which is said by the time of a Kvura, is not said during the month of Nisan. Instead, the regular Kaddish is said. Baklal. So the general rule for this is Sidur Kadir, Mitzikosach, Tzedek, Merachim, Bechanon, Shavim. That the Sidur Kadir, which means the long Tachanun, Shavin all have the same rules. So if you're not saying one of them, you're not saying the other ones as well. Okay. Tzidak Din is not said Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, after Chatzos. Of Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Chanukah, Acher Chatzos, Armin Tzidak Din. But Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, You do not say it. Erev Chodesh, we do say it. Erev Chanukah after Chatzos, Tzedek Din is said. Fine. B'chol B'chtoivik is Benisim B'chol Yom and Nosi Shaloi Du Yom Gimel Parshas Baloischa Aruchi Nosi Samnara Achron. So there's a minute which he says really is appropriate, that each one of the days of the first 12 days of Nisan to read after davening the section in Parshas Nosoi, which deals with the carbon of that Nosi. So you read the carbon of Nachshon and Aleph Nisan, etc. Then on Yud Gimel, you read the beginning of Aloyscha, which talks about the menorah. And then on Yud Aleph, is there a Pesach already? So that basically brings, now, the minig, which he mentions over here, it sounds like each person is doing that privately. The person should read that. And there is a minute, which the actual minute by the Hasidim, that they would actually take out the Sefer Torah after davening, and they would learn from the Sefer Torah that section of the Nisim on that day. Thank you.
My dad called.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so holding, we just finished Mr. Bruce of Cotton Ches, or about the whole Tarmish verse of Katan Tess. So now the next thing he says over here, that you're not misanan by lahaster betzibur. So what does that mean? What does that phrase mean? That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Pirish day maskiran hatanis betzibur. According to the Shulchan Aruch, a person is allowed to fast during Nissan. It's not problematic, the fasting, but the idea of publicizing that we're making a tainus for the tzibur, that's not an appropriate thing to do. That's the mila of Nissan requires that we retreat. It's a more time which is more simcha, time of simcha, etc. So to publicize that we're fasting, so the Shulchan Aruch says you should not do. But minagenu karamo jen nisanas klav. The minag Ashkenazim is not like the mechaber. That we don't fast at all. We don't fast at all. Okay, and that means the Ramo says even on the person's yard sites. Filo yom. Now. There are different halachim regards to the yard site. The Gemara mentions the idea that a person should fast on the day that his parents have passed away. Should be a day of fasting. And there's a minhag by many people which they do that. The Hasidim have transformed it al pi Kabbalah into a day of simcha that they make a l'chaim. But the Gemara says that there was a minhag to fast on the day of the yard site. The people who follow that minig, but during the month of Nissan is an exception, according to the Ramah, and we do not fast for a yard site. Again, the minig for yard site is only for parents. The minig of fasting on yard site is only for parents. That's for the whole month. Some people have a minig by for Yom Kippur Katan, but they fast. Not during the month of Nisan, so therefore Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they would not fast. Avachasam v'kala b'yem chaposim loygim nisan as avilah b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitam sheisbar b'simen tov kufayin gimel. But avachasam v'kala getting married in the month of Nisan, that fast is not considered something which is it's not as it's. There's elements of tshuva, obviously, but it's not something which is a stira to the simcha of Nissan. There's elements of being celebratory to it. And therefore, the Mishnah says over here that they could fast for that tainus, the tainus of Achas and Kala, during the month of Nissan. Now he adds that it's possible to fast that even on Rosh Chodesh. Now, that's a chiddush. How could you fast on Rosh Chodesh? Normally you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So he says the reason for that. Now, first of all, you should know 2 points. First of all, there is a minig that a chassan does not fast during the month of Nissan, and that's pretty much standard nowadays, I think. Not that so many people get married in the first part of Nissan, but people do get married in the second part of Nissan after Pesach. Before, if you keep the second half of Seder, you get married. Common to get married during this week before Rosh Chodesh year. But according to the minhag that he's saying here, that they do fast, you can fast even on Rosh Chodesh itself. So how is that? So in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, it talks about the idea that there was different tanesim that there were for Tanis Tzadikim. There was two Rosh Chodeshim in a year, which there was a minhag of Tzadikim to fast on, Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Nissan because Nadav and Avihu died in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and Rosh Chodesh Av because Aaron HaKohen died in Rosh Chodesh Av. So even though we do not do that, but in a scenario where you have another reason to fast, so then we would allow that. For example, there's a halacha that a person has a bad dream, he should fast. But there's also, together with that halacha, if a person has a bad dream that he fasts, if the person, that would scenario would play out on Shabbos, so he ends up fasting twice. Once because of the bad dream,
And the second time as a kapora for fasting on Shabbos. So he has to be, more says he has to be said a second time as Litanisa. And that applies to any day which is a Yom Tif, where a person would fast a Tanis Chaloim, there is an element of a kapora which is necessary for that fact that he had to do that. Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av are an exception. So a person would fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan because of a bad dream. So he could and should fast. He would then appropriately fast sometime during the month as a kapara for the fact that he had to fast on Rosh Chodesh, which you're not allowed to do. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av, he does not need to fast the second fast as kapara, because since it is really a day which there is a yin of fasting. So even though we say that we don't do that, because the Rosh Chodesh we say you don't do that, but a scenario where there's a reason to fast, i.e. a Tanis Chalom, so that will combine with the fact that there is a source for fasting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we do not need to make a kapara. So he's going to point this point out a little bit in the next Sifkata. So the only fast that you're allowed to fast during Nisan is Tanis Chalom. Tanis Chalom B'Nisanon. Vein Tzarek L'Mesiv Tanis L'Tanisa B'Chodesh Iyur. Keshechaper Lo Yal Mashim Hisana B'Chodesh Nisan. Acholomer. Fasting for Chalom during Nisan is not like fasting for Chalom on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to get a kapara. Over here, there's no din of a kapara. Now, the kapara wouldn't be in Nisan, obviously, because that's you know how to fast in Nisan. So you'd have to wait till Iyur to fast as a kapara for fasting in Nisan. That's not true. K'moshet Tzarek L'Lasa Mishim Yizana Taina Sina Tzcholayim B'Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Chalosh Shomoyin Shu Tzarek L'Eishav B'Tainas Al Tanisa K'moshet Nisbar B'Simen Tav Yud Ches. But not over here. V'Yim Yizana B'Shabbos Shabbosayach Nisan Tainas Chalayim. Now, he fasted on Tainas Chalayim is Mutter during Nisan. Even on Shabbos. It's always Mutter on Shabbos. Tainas Chalayim is Mutter on Shabbos. Now he says he wants to fast a day of a tainus for a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. So he wants to fast the next day. But it's Nisan. You're not supposed to fast in Nisan. No. Since it is appropriate to do that second tainus as early as possible. B'Shabbos Shalafanav Hisana Tanis Chaloyim. Mutal Leishav to Tanis Rosh Chodesh Nisan Al Mash Hisana B'Shabbos. So now the scenario is that he's fasting. He fasted on Shabbos, which was Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now he wants to fast the next day as a kapora, but it's Rosh Chodesh. So normally you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, and you don't fast during Nisan. So he has like two strikes against him. No. Not fasting in Nisan is a minig. The din of fasting a tainus as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos is a gemara. Okay, what are fasting Rosh Chodesh? We just said that we explained that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is an exception. That there's a reason, if there's a compelling reason to fast, you're allowed to fast then. So therefore, he can do that. Okay, you don't see him as a lesoida, an Erev Pesach. Or during Pesach itself, a mitzvah l'soida shalat. You don't see a mitzvah l'soida on erev Pesach, or Pesach itself. Mitzvah l'soida shalach mitoda hoyu chometz, because one of the lachamim which had to come with the korban toda was chometz. So, the felt erev Pesach also lahakriva. Shavla didn't know he said. Now I'm cholamoyed. I understand. It's a chometz. Erev Pesach chometz is still mutter, but the Chazal did not allow it because there would not be enough time for a person to he would have to finish it by chatzos, as opposed to having the whole day and the following night to finish it. So by limiting the time. Become to be a situation of noiser, and that we don't do bring components in a way that they're going to become noiser. Are you sure that would apply in the Beis Hamikdash? I don't know. I have no idea, but I know for sure that you have to finish by Chatzos. Arba Shos is in the Beis Hamikdash. Many Rabbanans don't apply in the Beis Hamikdash. I have no idea. That's why I did not say that. Okay. So, but if you want to look into it, Tzvi, and get back to me, that'd be fine. Okay. Fine. So this applies. You don't say Kelach Apayim and Lamatzeach and Erev Pesach. Mashkim the Knesset the Erev Pesach Kadesh Yigmar Sudosu Kadam Rav Shos. And the halacha is that you have to finish eating chametz by four shows, like Tzvi just pointed out. So therefore, it's appropriate to start davening early, to not get involved in any chashash of being late for the chametz. Now, no, Thomas started the davening early. Shachris. And there's a minute to be marbe ksas bechila b'shtia on the day after Yom Tov. We call Yisro Chag. A minute to this honest b'chol Yisro Chag. In general, Yisro Chag, or any Yom Tov, the minute is that we don't fast. The hatel Yisro b'shtia knes is the tzor gadol mutzer b'nissen. Av shalser b'tishrei. Put some type of a cherim that's considered bringing out an element of midas adin, so it's not an appropriate thing to do on a celebratory time. We don't do it during Tishrei, but if it's necessary, you can do it during Nisan. Now, that which he says, you don't fast on Yisro Chag of Shavuos is actually, in this sense, more chomer than the Yisro Chag of Pesach or Sukkos. How so? Because the person had a mitzvah to bring karbonis. He has a chiyuv to bring a korban erlis re'ia and shamei chagiga when he comes for aliyah l'regel. So when he comes for Pesach, he has the chiyuv besides the korban Pesach to bring an erla and a shlamim. It can be done any day during the 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Sukkos. Shavuos is only one day. Midrash is only one day. So what if the person didn't have a chance to bring it that day? So the luck is he is able to bring the korban, which is the korban for being a regal for Shavuos. It can be brought on the days after the Yom Tov. You have 6 days of tashlumen afterwards. So vav sivan is the first day of Shavuos. So you have then starting from Zion through Yud Beis, you have 6 days of Tashlumen. So that's why the men by the Chassidim, they do not say Tachanun until Yud Gimel Sivan. But that also means that it's a day of a bringing of a Korban. The bringing of a Korban is not a time, there's not a time of Tainus. So the day after Shavuos was a time where they were bringing the Korban. You're not allowed to fast that day. So that's Mikra Din. Yisro Chag over here doesn't have that same level of Chumrah. So in Hilchus Shavuos, there's one siman about Shavuos, siman Tav Sadi Dalad. There the Mishra points out that could be Yisro Chag of the other Yomim Tovim would be Mutter, except for the now Yisro Chag of Pesach you can't fast because it's still Nissan. That's a minute. Yisro Chag of Sukkos would be Mutter according to that. But the Maisa, the Beis Yosef, the Mishmur we're saying over here, the Beis Yosef holds that that's not true. Any one of the Isurei Chag, I guess, however you would say it, you should not fast on them. Siman Tov Lamed. Shabbos Lifnei HaPesach Koron Osoy Shabbos HaGadol Lifnei HaNeishah Nasavah. There was a nes which was done on the Shabbos prior to Pesach, and therefore there's a chashivas to that day, so we call Shabbos the Gadol. The minig lomer b'mincha hagadol mitchilas avodah mayinu ad lechaper al kol avinu seino poiskim lomer borchin nafsh. So there's the minhag of many people at Shabbos Mincha, after Mincha, so during the winter they learn Pirkei Avos, they read a parak of Pirkei Avos. In the summer, that's from Pesach until Sukkot, and from Sukkot until Pesach, they say Baruch Yinafshi and the Shir HaMalos. The Shabbos before Pesach, instead of saying Baruch Yinafshi with the Shir HaMalos, instead they say the Haggadah. And then Pesach, and then suddenly after Pesach, you start with Pirkei Avos. Mr. Bura, Midnei HaNes, Shavashana, Shayotim, and Mitzrayim, Hoya, Sarab, and Nisan, B'Shem Shabbos. Pesach was the year they left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim, according to Chazal, Tetzvav Nisan was on a Thursday, which means that Yud Nisan was on Shabbos. V'lochu kol echem yisrael sele piskoi u'ksharoi b'kari amita k'vashakosa b'sol ha'chadosh yichol atam isha sele b'zobo sele boyis. So they had a chiyuv to take this animal for the purpose of the Korban Pesach on the 10th, which would be Shabbos. Mitzrayim rose that Mitzrayim saw them taking this animal, and they were tying it in, down in their house. Why are you doing that? And they informed the Mitzrayim that they're going to shecht the sheep. So the matter says that the teeth of the Mitzrayim were on edge. They were very upset about the fact that the Jews are going to be shechting the god of the Mitzrayim. But they were not able to say anything to the Jews. And that was the Nes. Nesha Oz Hoya Asiri B'Chodesh B'Shabbos. Ken Kobo Likris Shabbos Shadim Pesach L'Olam Shabbos L'Gadol. So that year it came out to be on Shabbos. And therefore, that Shabbos became to be known as Shabbos L'Gadol. There's two interesting points over here. Why do you look at it as, I mean, there are many Nisim which took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is this the one which is called the Gadol? So one shot is that it was, the Nes lasted for the whole, it was a 5-day Nes, because it wasn't just on Shabbos that it was the whole 5 days till they shechted it. Now, what when they say Shabbos, it's called Shabbos a Gadol. What practical nafkin does it have? The Chidor says that you should, it's important to refer to it as Shabbos a Gadol. That was the purpose of this kriya, and therefore he brings the minhag was to say Shabbos a Gadol Shalom. Saying Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat HaGadol Shalom. Right? You know, they would actually refer to it as Shabbos HaGadol. The other thing which is interesting that the Lavush points out over here, I mean, every other Nes which we have in the calendar, in the Jewish calendar, always goes on the day of the month. We celebrate Purim, we don't look at which day of the week it was, we look at the day of the month. Chanukah is the day of the month. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. What is Nikra based on the day of the, well, since the Nes happened that year on Shabbos, different Shabbos. Why don't you say that on the 10th of Nisan, it should be a unique, special day, because that's when the Nes took place. Why is it tied down to Shabbos? So Lavush says an interesting thing. The matter says that Moshe Rabbeinu had already requested from Paro, Rishus to that the Jews should fast. The Jews should keep Shabbos. So Jews were keeping Shabbos. So the Bush says when they kept Shabbos, they already knew about from the time of Ram Avinu the different Rabbanans. So dealing with animals was also on Shabbos. So the Mitzrayim knew the Jews did not touch an animal on Shabbos. All of a sudden, every Jew is out there schlepping an animal. So the reason why the Mitzrayim noticed it and asked about it was because it was Shabbos. So the source of the Nes, the source of the whole process, was tied into the fact that it was Shabbos more than just it was the 10th of Nisan. So that's what the verse says. The Prisha says the same idea. They tied a knot. So Jews not allowed to tie knots on Shabbos. So they were more familiar with the halachas of Shabbos than many of our Reformed Jews nowadays. They knew what the Jews didn't do work on Shabbos. I have to imagine in a society where the Jews were slaves and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accomplish that they were able to keep Shabbos. It was an extraordinary thing that the Mitzrayim knew about, that the Jews are getting a day off, which was illogical to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Paro to that effect. And Kleisa was keeping Shabbos. So here they weren't keeping Shabbos. They noticed it and they asked about it. Okay. So the Minchah is the Minchah of the Haggadah. Now, so the Mishabur brings over a question. We mentioned before that the appropriate time for the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, in a case where Pesach falls out in Motzi Shabbos, the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha has to be the week before, because the purpose of the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha is to inform Klai Yisrael about the halachas that they need to know. So it's no good to wait till the afternoon of Erev Pesach, where everything by now is ready done. It's too late. So they had to make the drasha beforehand. But the minig of Shabbos Hagadol, that you read the Hagadol, was on Shabbos Hagadol. In other words, Mishnah Berurah saying that Shabbos Hagadol, regards to calling a Shabbos Hagadol, was Erev Pesach. When you said the drasha, it was a week beforehand. So you called the Shabbos before Shabbos Hagadol drasha. Right, that's really how the correct way of looking at it. So now we're going to start the halachos of Bedikas Chametz. So some of the Gadot is a little bit behind us. Interesting. Well, one last point: the Bir Lachaber brings about this minute of reading the Gadot. He brings from the Gra that the Gra said not to do it because it's connected with what the Haggadah says. The Haggadah says there's no din of Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. It's only B'shar Sheish Matzim or Menachem Mefanecha. We say in the Haggadah itself, I would think you should start saying the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. Tesebe Yamahu. Mi Boy Yaim? Bavur Zet. So it says clearly in the Haggadah that there's no meaning of saying the Haggadah earlier. The Yavitz says a different sort of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says because just like you know how to eat matzah, because you want to have a certain geshmak and flavor, there's a mile of the Haggadah being fresh and new when you come to the Seder. What do you mean? I just read it a few days ago. I just read it, especially in the case where it falls out to be Motzei Shabbos. So when Pesach falls out to be Motzei Shabbos, so according to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you would read the Haggadah that afternoon, and then again that night. So it definitely can lend itself to being not as exciting. Next year, Pesach falls out Motzei Shabbos, right? Like we were discussing here. So next year Pesach falls out Motzei Shabbos. So you're going to read the Haggadah Shabbos afternoon, and again, right again, the same night. So it's going to take away from the geshmak of the Haggadah. So that's why he felt that the minig was not. You don't have to follow the minig. Okay. Simitav laman alavus man bedikas chametz. So, when is the appropriate time to do bedikas chametz? Betchilas leil yudal benissen, but you know chametz la'ar aner becharne b'stokim, b'chol makom shederach lahachnis sham chametz. So, beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, they would search for the chametz using a candle, to look through the cracks and crevices, the holes and the cracks. Any place where it would be normal to expect chometz to be found. Okay, now, Mitzkilas Leil, so it's done at the beginning of the night, Mishabura Aleph. Pirish, take of Arch Yetzias Mekachovim, that there are certain mitzvahs which are nighttime mitzvahs. You have the whole night to do them, but we say it's obviously a mila to do it earlier because we're zimaktim in the mitzvahs. Bats in the mitzvah doesn't belong specifically to the beginning of the night more than any other time in the night, except for the mila of not pushing off doing mitzvahs. But he's saying over here that that's not true. The bedikas chometz, there's a actual mila of doing it, or there's an actual halachic preference of doing it earlier. That's a part of the mitzvah. So really, theoretically, it should be done even earlier, but we want to wait, we want to use a ner, because I'll learn out that it has to be done with a ner. And a ner is only effective when it's dark. It has much more effectiveness. A ner, when there's sunlight diffused around, even though it's not direct sunlight, there's sunlight diffused into the room, even the candle doesn't come across as strong. At nighttime, so you'll be able to really see into the various different cracks and crevices better once it is dark. But we don't want to, really, theoretically, there's no reason to wait until nighttime. Why dafka the nighttime? So the chazar mekaveh should be done at the beginning of the night. Sheshadayim tzas merayim, where the house will leave the kadesh shalo yisrashalo shalo yishkach. So this is based on the Mishnah. First Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, it says Orla Arba Oser Batkin Asachometz. So the Mor says, what does Orla Arba Oser mean? So we use it, it's a usage which is common. The night before a Hebrew day, the night before the Hebrew day, the night of that day, coming day, is called Or. So tonight is Yom Sheni. This is Or L'Yom Shlishi. Or L'Arbosa, this is the night before Arbosa. But Mor says, why is it called Or? Or means light. And Mor says, Loshen Sagin Or. It's a nice way of speaking. I don't want to speak about darkness. It's not a good thing to speak about. Especially the beginning of Masechta. Psachta Vorecha, Ye'iru. When you start something off, you start off something in a bright, shining, cheery type of account, fact. But it comes about the Balamor says, in the beginning of Masechta's Psachim, he says, that's very nice, but the mice, it's Sheker. It's not Orlar Bosser. So very nice. You don't like calling nighttime nighttime because, so let's call night light. It's not light. So the answer is, Chazal used the Lashon over here and they felt comfortable using the Lashon because actually you're supposed to do it at the beginning of the night. Called Tzeitzah Kechavim. Tzeitzah Kechavim does not mean it's totally dark. It's not totally dark by Tzeitzah Kechavim. Since it's not totally dark, the phrase Or L'Arba Oser, it's nighttime because it's ready Arba Oser, because it's ready Tzeitzah Kechavim, but there's still light. So Or L'Arba Oser is not a sheker. And that's what you see this dinner. You're supposed to do it at the beginning of the night. So that's just an important point to point out, that people have this mistake. They think that Tzeitzah Kechavim has to be totally dark. So you go to Shul Motzi Shabbos, especially in the summer, and you go, you look out, you know, and the sun has set, and then it's already 40, 50, 60 minutes after Shkia, and there's still some light in the sky. It's not totally dark. Oh, it can't be Tzeitzah Kechavim. That's not true. Tzeitzah Kechavim is clearly a time where there was some element of light left in the sky as well. Okay. So you do Bedika. Now, Mr. Burr is going to point out that we also do Bittul. We're going to do Bedika, and immediately after Bedika, we're going to do Bittul. We're going to do both. Bedika. Now, Bedika, the purpose is search for the Chometz, find it, put it safely in some place till the next day, and then burn it. So Bedika is just a prelude to burning it. That's why we can make the bracha al bir chometz on the bedika, because the bedika is the first step of the process of searching through to find any chometz that I have to destroy it. But I'm also going to do bittul. I'm going to do both. The truth is, you don't need both minarais. Either one is sufficient. Either bedika and beer, or bittel. If a person looks at it as being worthless and useless and insignificant, and he's mavatel it, and he's mafker it, shuven or shaloi, ben arbalov, that makes it that it's not his. And the law is you're only over the issur of only of having chumas on Pesach, if it's yours. Because it says, you can't have something, you cannot be roi, which means have that which is yours, shalcha. If it's not yours, the whisper of Baal Yer Bayamotza. V'kolshken kishmoitka mochap ezachar b'var ben adlamen. Definitely, if you destroy it, that's enough. So why do you need both bittel and bedika, the bedika beer combination, plus also bittel? Either one merais is sufficient. El shechazal l'chmiru loisage b'echad mihem, ele b'shteyem dafek. Chazal said, no, you have to do both. Why? So he's going to give us two reasons. The fisha kosher shuv, because they were concerned. Acher shabitul tali b'machshavta shal b'nei adam b'nei osayin. Bitul means that you create an attitude in your mind that this chometz is worthless to you. So ula yer b'nei adam sheyesh the chometz ba'ad kama lofim lahafker. Maybe you won't mean it. Ma'afshav b'fiv yarmer sheyabotul v'hafker v'chashav kafir. Even though he's going to declare it as being worthless. Kabakam libar le ken yakshav. Well, you've got little belief, sholim. Rehre over valiro. Shrei lahitzim ebesoi. See, he has chomets in his house, which he says, I'm declaring that this chomets is worthless to me. Really. This your collection of various different whiskeys, etc., worth thousands of dollars. Ah, it's garnished by me. That's what you say, but in your heart, you're saying, ah, I'm so happy I have it. So, this is not a regular hefker. The ikar and the kud of the bittel is your attitude. If the attitude is not true, I don't care what you say. If the attitude is not true, you are going to be over the issur of bayir bayamotze. And we don't rely on bittel alone. People are accustomed to eating chametz all year. We're afraid the person will mistakenly forget and eat. So bittul alone is not enough. Therefore you have to destroy, which requires you to search and then destroy. So nu, so just do bittul and beer, don't do bittul. But we don't want you to be over this with the rice of chametz. You didn't do a good job. You find chometz and Pesach, you know, we got a problem. So bittul will cover that possibility and prevent that possibility. So therefore, we require both elements as bittul and bedika and beer. Shemur does not discuss why you need bedika. Why don't you just do beer on that which you know about? So the sefer, the Nesivos has a sefer and Hichlus Pesach, called Mekor Chayim. And so he says that it's a similar idea of searching for bugs. Or search for bugs, you know, don't see any bugs, just eat your close your eyes and eat your vegetables, right? Anyway, some people don't like to eat vegetables anyway, just have to close their eyes when they eat them, right? He says, but why do you check for shatnez? I don't see any shatnez. Why have to check for shatnez? But things which are rogel to happen, the halacha requires you to search for them in order to get them out. I have to get the bugs out. Look for the bugs. I have to look for the possibility of shatnez. I have to look for the possibility of chometz. So that's why it makes sense that it's only relevant to a place where there's a probability of finding chometz. I'm not chiyuv to do a bedika in a place where there's no probability of finding chometz. So, you know, so I have certain fruits or vegetables you don't have to check because they're known not to have bugs. Well, it's possible, you know, everything's possible, but you're not going to look because it's not there's no probability of it, not any level of probability. So the same thing is true by chometz as well. I have to destroy that which I know about. I have to search out places where it's probable that there's going to be chametz. In a place where it's not probable there's going to be chametz, I'm not mechuyev to look. So let's say a person doesn't have young children, and he sets aside that the back of the house, he never brings chametz there. It's not just, he comes back and says, you know, I don't think I ever took there, because maybe you forgot. No, but he made a policy in the house that nobody takes chametz to the bedrooms. And he pretty much, it's become enforced, and that's what, you're not mechuyev to check your bedrooms. Let's say little kids, you're mechuyev to check, because kids move things around all the time. So that's the logic behind that. We're going to leave the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel for tomorrow night, and everybody should be healthy and safe.